Hi everyone, trust you're all well and growing in his grace every day. And we get more and more excited as we get closer to Christmas. And Diane and I are really excited because our family is arriving from South Africa in a few days. And that is an awesome gift from our God for us to be able to be together this year. We haven't been together at Christmas for about 5 years, I think it is. And now Diane's going to get a chance to spoil her children and her grandchildren. And so I want to continue in what I've called December season, the giving season again. And I do believe it's personal. There's a connection to last week, but giving should be the most positive, freeing, joyful, joyous experience of being a disciple of Christ. Because as I said last week, true giving never hurts. True giving heals and brings freedom. But I also wanted to share this week that our giving also opens doors for us as well, according to Scripture. I do believe it. I've seen it work. I believe that our gifts allow God to open bigger doors for us. Proverbs 18:16 in the New Living Translation says, giving a gift can open doors. It gives access to important people. In the original Hebrew, you'll discover that the writer is referring in these words to financial matters. In fact, when you look it up, you'll find that in the Middle East, it was customary for a man to bring a gift to an individual in order to be heard by that individual. You had to present a gift before anyone would even discuss business with you. According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word translated gift, matan, in Proverbs 18:16, means a gift, offering, or present. And the word room means to broaden. So in other words, we could read this verse like this. A man's present will broaden, cause expansion, or create opportunity for him. And on top of all that, a man's present will bring him before great men. God actually knows, and I find this quite funny, the power of gift. That's why he didn't institute a church tax. He wanted every gift to be given from one's own will so that when the blessings come, we understand how God worked through our gift to prosper our well-being. In fact, the New International Version translates Proverbs 18:16 this way. It makes it a little easier to understand as well, the verse. A gift opens the way for the giver and ushers him into the presence of the great. That's Proverbs 18:16, but in the NIV. There is something else I want you to see concerning the value of the gift. Proverbs 17:8 says it this way. A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turns, it prospers. This scripture says that a gift is as a precious stone. We need to understand, each of us, that the gift is of value and the gift makes room for you. In other words, a gift will open doors of opportunity for you. Amen. And Proverbs 21:26 says, the righteous gives and does not hold back. So according to Scripture, it's a good thing to give because it ushers you to your breakthrough. It's good to give. Jesus said himself, didn't he, again, that is more blessed to give than receive. And we see this in Acts 20, verse 35 in the New Living Translation. And it says, and I have been a constant example of how you can help those in need by working hard. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give than receive because giving will make you the miracle and favor that you need. Giving will open unusual doors of favor and greatness. It will put you in the state of a big man. You know, when we give, people then give glory to God and he gets the glory from our giving. Amen. And when we have to give, it helps us alleviate calamity in certain people's lives that we help. It's more blessed to give than receive because giving promotes financial breakthroughs for you and I. Giving causes God to give us more than we gave. In Luke 6:38, it's the most probably well-known scripture. But in the New Living Translation, it says, give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more. I love that. Running over and poured into your lap, the amount you give will determine the amount you give back. What you add to the well-being of the life of others on earth, you receive back in fulfillment. God will amazingly give you far more than you will ever give to support the kingdom of God. God will give you more than you ever give to support those in need. Jesus again said it's more that much more blessings are allocated to givers than takers. That is why givers never lack and never would. Giving promotes prosperity. Giving, the giver, becomes prosperous in all ways. Amen. Proverbs 11:24-25. There is one that scatters more than is right and yet increases all the more. And there is one who withholds what is justly due and yet it results only in want. The generous man will be prosperous, and he who waters will himself reward. There have been times where each of us has possibly given when God's told us to give, and even though not sure how it's coming back, we always seem to end up with more. In Christianity, we give because giving is how God expressed his love for us. And maybe we've heard this phrase before. I certainly have many times. You can give without loving, but you can never love without giving. In 1 John 3, 16-18, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love in words or speak, but with actions and truth. Let, as we go into Christmas season, the season of giving, let it be that we will be his hands and his feet to those around us, to those in need, those of the church family, those outside the church family. Wherever we go, let us make a difference this week or this month to the lives of others. Because I can guarantee, according to the word of God, God will always give us back far more than we sow, we can give, and we bless. So I want to encourage you. Christmas Day is around the corner. Go make somebody's life a little more beautiful. We always had that phrase. How can we make somebody's life more beautiful today? Let us do that. Partners of JSMI, people listening to me today, let's make somebody else's life a little better today as we give to them our love, our time, with the words of encouragement and our finances. God bless. Have a wonderful day. Speak to you again soon. Bye.
If you would like to receive free information about becoming a partner with Jerry Savelle, or if you would like to support the outreaches of Jerry Savelle Ministries International, call 617-557-65534 or write to us at P.O. Box 3546, Robina Town Center, Queensland 42300. You can also give online at jerrysavelle.org.